Okay. For now, let's move on to another state-owned enterprise that's in a disarray, but which we might get some clarity on as well just today. Reports flying around, if you'll pardon the pun, that this might be the day when we hear who is going to be South African Airlines' strategic equity partner. Obviously, a significant step in getting the airline back into the skies. A severe financial turbulence saw them placed under business rescue in 2019 already, and it was a couple of days ago that the Deputy Public Enterprises Minister, Phumulo Masualle, told Parliament Select Committee on Appropriations that an agreement with a strategic equity partner is going to be signed within 8 weeks. It's now widely anticipated we might hear from Minister Pravin Gordhan today who that partner is going to be. So it's, I think you can say, some educated speculation next with Guy Leach, publisher and editor at SA Flyer magazine. Always great to chat to you, Guy. Welcome.
Hi, Pippin. Morning. Nice to be with you.
So have you heard any whispers or perhaps screams about who the partner is going to be?
Yes, I mean, there's a very plausible rumor, as I said, hamstring on the wheel right now, put out by a respected reporter and aviation commentator called Hein Kaiser from The Citizen, that the strategic equity partner will be a combination of Global Airlines, which is based at Oatamba, and Harrop as the money bags, as the investment partner. They've had a reasonably good run in investment and in aviation and infrastructure. They own Nanseria Airport already. If that is indeed the case, and as I said, it's the only plausible strategic equity partner we've seen so far, it's probably a good thing because it would give the necessary infrastructure. They've got aircraft already. It would give the necessary flight capability to SAA to get it going. Global already operates Lyft Airlines for Novik. Presumably the money will come from Harrop. Unfortunately, that's the bad part, because it probably means it'll come from the IDC and ultimately perhaps from the Government Employees Pension Fund. Okay. So there's some pros and cons there, but we won't know until we hear for sure today.
I mean, the key thing here, Guy, besides the financial commitment and how that money will be distributed between the various subsidiaries, etc., is an issue of reputational rebuild and public confidence. It's one thing to talk about plowing new money in. It's another thing, another step past that, to convince people it's worth taking the risk of buying an SAA ticket again. What do you think the public is looking for in terms of that kind of reassurance?
I think you're right on the money there, Pepper. I think the powers that be have no clue as to how much harm the SAA brand has actually suffered. In fact, the argument has been made that it's just not worth saving at this stage. I mean, whether we've had these enormous safety questions arriving since that Brussels stunt flight to fetch vaccines, we've got the recent findings from the CAA to say that the airline has three level one findings, which are very serious. The other big query is financial security. Would you spend 10,000 rand on a ticket if there was a possibility that the airline could suddenly fold? I mean, we've seen that with many other airlines already. One time, Velvet Sky, and of course, Mango recently. So I think that they're going to have an enormous problem getting people back. And the real problem is that to get people back, they might end up having to discount tickets. And that will mean that, sure, they'll be selling tickets at a loss, but that means that the cost of getting back into the air will be enormous, and they'll be burning through cash, taxpayers' cash, extremely quickly.
Guy, any indication of the distribution of the funding coming in? I mentioned the point about the subsidiaries. It's not just SAA that we're talking about here. There's Knock-On, there's the technical division, there's the Air Chefs wing, there is, of course, Mango as well, all affected by the current position. Have we been given any suggestion or clarity on where they will stand in this deal?
Yeah, there's been a big conflict between the role of the business rescue practitioners, which was only to rescue SAA, but that left the three subsidiaries out in the cold and also have run out of money. So government has said, well, okay, they'll take 2.7 billion rand. I mean, these are huge amounts from the 10.5 billion that would have been allocated for the turnaround of SAA and use it to keep the subsidiaries. A lot of people argued that that was illegal anyway. And even worse is that a significant portion of that was actually set aside to sort out the pilots' fight. And as you know, the Pilots Association is still all locked out and they're still in a huge strike. And if they've now taken the money that was allocated to sort out the pilots and given it to the subsidiaries, it makes it even less likely that they'll be able to sort out the pilots. The big date for the pilots is now the 15th of June, which is now Tuesday already. Yeah. And that's when we will hopefully hear from the Labour Court exactly what goes on in terms of the continuation of the strike and whether it can be broken and whether SAA can get the necessary training captains back in to get its existing fleet of or staff of 88 pilots trained up.
Guy, what about the issue of the name? The indication being that it's going to stay South African Airlines. A couple of people suggesting it needs a total rebrand to facilitate the sort of reputational rebuild. To me, that just seems like papering over the cracks, though. Do you think it's a very significant issue?
100%. The real reason the government is prepared to spend so much money on the airline is as a flag carrier, as a flag waving exercise, as a vanity project. So the last thing government wants to do is to just sort of quietly fold the SAA brand. I think that I think that we're going to see a bill in the order of 40 to 50 billion rand to keep this flag waving exercise going. So I think the last thing they're going to do is ditch the brand.
Guy, on a completely separate note, one last question from our listener, Stephen in the Strand, who loves your magazine but wants to know, is it going to appear in print again? He enjoys reading it but would rather do so in print than online. Any feedback for Stephen?
Lovely. No, at this stage, I'm afraid the industry is under a lot of pressure and we're going to stick to digital.
Guy Leach, always great to have you on the show. Thanks so much for the input this morning. Publisher and editor of SA Flyer magazine. So that's what we wait for today, hopefully. Great expectation that Minister Pravin Gordhan might be announcing the identity of that new strategic equity partner for South African Airlines at some point today.